Da, ki kol mitzvah shenasa na kodesh baruch hu le Moshe Rabbeinu, nasna la beferusha. So, this is the Rambam's introduction to Mishnayos, and he feels like he has to introduce to you a little bit about what Torah is all about. So he says you should realize that all of the mitzvos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the mitzvos Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu, but when he gave it with perush. He gave it with an explanation. Haya omer lo ha-mitzvah, v'achar kach omer lo perusha v'nyana. So he would tell him the mitzvah, and then he would give him all the details. You know, we're going to see from this Rambam that we're used to as kids thinking that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu just basically read to him the Torah, and he like took notes, and he stuck it, you know, in his pocket, and he went down. But you see clearly here from the Rambam that at that time, the focus was much more on mitzvos. He taught him a mitzvah, and then he gave him the explanation of the mitzvah. V'chol ma'asher kol sefer Torah, and everything that appears in the Torah, he was given with an explanation. Nothing was just given over without explanation. V'inyan limud al Yisrael kfish omer, and the Gemara in Erevin tells us how Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael. And now the Rambam is going to basically just paraphrase a Gemara in Erevin with a little bit of extra perush. This is the Gemara in Erevin on Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Moshe would enter into the Ohel, and Aaron would come first. Moshe would tell him the mitzvah, and he would tell it to him once. V'limdua perusha, and he would explain to him the analysis with it. So he would tell him a mitzvah, let's say the mitzvah of sukkah, and then he would give him the explanation about the sukkah. V'yistalek Aaron, so after Aaron would, so again, Moshe got that on Har Sinai. Then Aaron would come into the Ohel Moed with Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu would teach it to Aaron. Aaron would then leave from sitting in front of Moshe, and he would be Yachzer Liyamin Moshe Rabbeinu. He would sit on Moshe Rabbeinu's right. V'nichnusu Achrav Elazar V'Yisamaru Banav. And then after him, Aaron's sons would enter, Elazar and Yisamar. V'yamoshe Omer Lehem Ma'asher Omer L'Aaron. And Moshe now would teach it a second time. Aaron is on his right listening. And now one of them, after hearing it from Moshe Rabbeinu, one son moved to Moshe Rabbeinu's left, and the other one went to Aaron's right. So we have Moshe in the middle, Aaron on his right, one son to his right, and then one son to the left of Moshe. Achrechein yavosh shivim zekenim. After that, 70 zekenim would come in. V'ilamdei Moshe k'mo shelamad l'Aaron uvanov. And now, with the 70 Zakenim sitting in front of Moshe Rabbeinu would teach it now. This is Moshe Rabbeinu's third time teaching it. And he would teach it just like he did to Aaron and his kids. V'yachrichin yavu hamon v'chol mevakshe Hashem. And then the masses would come in, anyone who would want. V'yosim lifneim ha-mitzvah hi ad yishmu ha-kol mipiv. And he would teach it now, I would say a fourth time. But I don't know how big was this ohel. It could be that they came in groups. So he would teach it four times. Now the Rambam is going to say it's four times, but it could very well be five times, six times, seven times. But Lemaisa, Nimtza Aaron Shomea Mitzvah Mipi Moshe Arba Pamim. Aaron would hear it no less than four times. He would hear it for the first time, then when Moshe was teaching his kids, then when Moshe was teaching the Zakenim, and then when Moshe was teaching Klal Yisrael. Ubanov Shalosh Pamim, Zakenim Shnei Pamim, Bishar Ha'am Pamachas. Then Yistalik Moshe. V'chazer Aaron lefarish ha-mitzvah. So now, Moshe would leave, and Aaron would, if you pick up, we've picked up already now on the packet that I sent you. So, Moshe would leave. What does that mean, that he would leave? It means that he was, he would no longer be in the Ohel Moed. V'chazer Aaron lefarish ha-mitzvah asher lo aman. And now Aaron would give like a chazara shir. That which he heard from Moshe four times, K'mo Shamarnu El Kol Nimtzaim, and he would do this to all the people who were in the room. V'yistalik Aaron Mitam. After Aaron taught it, he would leave. Achri Shishamu Banav Mitzvah. Now his kids had heard it four times, and now his kids are equipped to be teachers. They heard it three times from Moshe, one time from Aaron. V'chozrin. Eventually, the Shivim Zakenim heard it four times, twice from Moshe, once from Aaron, once from Elazar v'Yisamar, and now they would be able to be equipped to go out and teach it. You're seeing here from the Rambam is, and from the Gemara is defining for us that in order to really be equipped to teach something, you have to I've heard it at least four times. The Rambam writes, I believe in one of his tshuvas, that before he would give a shir, he would review all of the, whatever the shir was, he would review it four times before giving it over. If you're ever going to public speak and you want to make sure you know it well, so the Rambam says you have to hear it four times and that you say it over four times before you're going to go out and speak. And you see that from this Gemara here, that before anyone felt equipped to be able to teach, they would hear it four times. The achar kein how you call am hochem lamed ish la'achiv ma'ashashama mipi Moshe v'kosan ha-mitzvah hi b'negilos. And then after everyone finished hearing it four times, they heard it from Moshe, they heard it from Aaron, they heard it from his kids, they heard it from the Zekanim, then everyone would go home and then they would chazer. And they would learn with their neighbors and with their friends. And they would say, oh, what did he say? How did he explain it? How did he explain it? Let's review it again. And then everyone would write it down in Megillos. Right? We have this idea that, oh, Torah Shebaal Peh, you're not supposed to write it down. But we all did the sugya in Bava Kamma. And we all know that, and we spoke about this in Shir, that it doesn't mean that you can't write down Torah. What does it mean? Anyone remember? What's the real Isser? The Isser is to learn from a text. That's how the Rambam explains it. But everyone would write notes to themselves. Everyone would write notes to themselves, the things that they learned. So that's what would happen. They would write the mitzvah in Megillos, in private scrolls. If you showed it to Asarim, I'll call Yisrael, Lamed, Al-Horas, Ad-Sheidu, Begirsa, Mitzvahi, Vergilu, Lekrosa. And they would have officers. These are like the Torah police. And the Torah police would go around and they would circle in the cities, amongst the tents, in the desert, and they would answer shaylos. They were like, you know, it's like traveling Rav Yitz. And they would answer shaylos, and they would address things, and they would check to make sure that people really know, and they would test people. The achar kach yilamdum perushe mitzvahi anusuna ve'is Hashem. And they would make sure that, first of all, that everybody knew the Torah shebichsav, meaning the actual written text. Again, the pasuk says, you should build a sukkah. Okay, what does that mean? What do you make a sukkah out of? What's kosher to make sukkah walls out of? What's not kosher? What's kosher for making schach out of? What's not kosher? How big does it have to be? There's so many details. Those aren't written in the Torah. The Torah just says, build a sukkah. So you have to, first of all, know the pasuk. For lulav and esrog, lakachtem lechem abiyom harishon, kapos tamarim, right? Priyei tzadar. Everyone had to memorize the line that was the Torah shebichsav. And then you had to know, by the way, it's mashm at this point, that they, even though they might have been writing down in Megillos, sounds like they were memorizing the Torah shebichsav, and then they would also make sure that they understood the perush. So these police would be going around, these shotrim, and they would say, okay, what's the pasuk about sukkah? How do you understand it? What are the walls? And then they would be testing each other, make sure everyone knows it. And there were many, many details, as we mentioned. And from here, the Rambam says they would always write down the text of the Torah itself. So it could be that's what the Rambam meant earlier when he said, Kosvan HaMitzvah Ibn Megillos. It means that the actual text was written down. Everyone would write it down. And the Al-Peh, they would learn the explanation and all of the details. And that's what he says here. Hayu Kosvan HaMitzvah, the Lomden Al-Peh, HaKabbalah. We're going to see that the Rambam is going to say that eventually Torah Shebaal Peh, people also wrote to themselves little notes. But it sounds like at this point, everyone's writing in their own little scrolls the mitzvahs that they received and the analysis and all the details they would learn by heart. Which first of all, already changes our whole perspective of the desert experience. What do you think they were doing in the desert the whole time? So we think of it, I don't know, it must have been very boring. You know, they were just sitting there in the desert all day. And, you know, they didn't even have to work because mud was falling, so all their food was prepared for them. What were they doing all day? Now you see the desert experience was one huge base medrash. It was a huge base medrash. Imagine, you know, we all had this experience now of being in isolation. Imagine our shir was in isolation together in one room. And we were stuck in that room for 40 years. Okay? What would we be doing all day? So we'd be learning and we'd be chazering, and that's what we'd be doing. So that's what the experience was in the desert. It was one big base medrash. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the Magid Shir. And as he would give things, and he would have a Reish Tuchne, he would have a Sholom Eshev, Aaron, and Aaron would eventually give the Shir, and the Zekanim would give the Shir, and everyone was talking Torah. Imagine what an amazing experience that must have been. That's why they're called the Dor Deah. And we learn this is the very beginning of Parshas Bahar. Hashem el Moshe Bahar Sinai. Now, over there it says Hashem spoke to the Jews at Har Sinai, and then it tells us the dinim of Shemitah. So what is Rashi's famous question? Ma inyan Shemitah etzel Har Sinai, meaning, why in the discussion of the halachos of Shemitah does the Torah tell us the Jews were at Har Sinai? I know the Jews were in Har Sinai. The whole Torah that they were at Har Sinai. So why does it tell me Har Sinai in connection with Shemitah? So Chazal learned in the Sifri as follows. Matam alomer b'Har Sinai, halo kol haTorah kula nemra b'Sinai, ela omer l'cha, to teach you as follows. Ma Shemitah nemra chlala u'pratel b'tuktukei m'Sinai, just like Shemitah, which has no intrinsic connection to Sinai, just like it and all of its details, kloleha uprateha vidiktukeha, just like the dinim of Shemitah were given at Sinai with all of its details, off kol mitzvah nemru l'klala prateha vidiktukeha misinai, so too with all mitzvos, vihine l'cha mashal. And now the Rambam is going to give a mashal, and now you'll understand where I got my mashal from. Hine l'cha mashal, HaKadosh Baruch Omer l'Moshe, let's go through it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, basukos, Teshvu Shivas Yamin. Okay? You will sit in the sukkah for 7 days. Achar kach hodia, and afterwards he told him, what does this mean? You'll be in a sukkah? Hasukkah hazo schov al zcharim and not on nekevos. And cholim are not chayiv. And holchei drachim are putter. And the schach needs to be out of something that grows from the ground. And don't use wool that grows on a sheep. Below meshi and not silk, and you can't use kalim, even if they come from the ground, because they're mekabel tuma, like chairs or pillows or begadim or blankets, ksasos or blankets, or bed frames. None of these things you can use for schach. And he told him, by the way, and that's in terms of building the sukkah. Now it says that you should be in the sukkah for 7 days, so I've told you how to build the sukkah. And then he also told him that you have to eat there, and you have to drink there, and you have to sleep there all 7 days. So you see that he's filling in for him all of the details. And all of this is a chova. And in the halal, in the cavity of the sukkah, you can't have less than 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim. And it can't be less than 10 tfachim high. V'kasher boha Navi Elavashal nitlo ha'mitzazos uveirusha. So when the Navi, when Moshe Rabbeinu came, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him this mitzvah and all of these details. And so it was with all 613 mitzvahs. Haim uperusham. The mitzvah would be given as text. And Moshe Rabbeinu would write it down. And he would teach it to everyone. Everyone would write it in their little Torah notebooks. And the perush would be taught to Moshe Rabbeinu by alpeh. And he would pass it on alpeh. Vahi ba'arba on mishana ba'ashtreya se chodesh. Hikila sa'am. He said to them, Igiya sman mosi. So, it was the 40th year. They were in the desert, and he says, I'm about to die. And he says, I'm about to die. Im yesh b'chem mi sheshama alach v'shcheicha, if anyone heard any Torah teachings and you don't remember it, this is your chance right now. Yavo v'yishaleni, I'll explain it to you. And if you have any suffolk about anything I said, look over the shurim. We've been chazering the shurim for the past 40 years. If you have any questions, ask them now and I'll explain them. And that's what it means in the very beginning of Sefer Devarim. You might remember the very beginning of Sefer Devarim. It says, "Hik ho'il Moshe levoyer." What's the exact lashon? Ho'il Moshe beir es haTorah azos leimor. That was what do you mean? He came to explain the Torah. Meaning now they were finally clarifying. V'chein amru chachamim b'sifri. And that's also we learn in the Medrash. Anyone who forgot a halacha achas yavo v'yishne. Come and learn it if you forgot. So the lachum ipiv beir halachos v'lamdu apirushim calls manahu. So during this whole time, they were clarifying things, they were learning from Rosh Chodesh Shvat until the 7th of Adar. So that was the final chazara. You know, a month and 7 days. Kishayu lefnei Moshe in the day of his death. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu started to write the official Sifrei Torah. Until that point, there were no official Sifrei Torah. He sat down and he wrote 13 Sifrei Torah. Now that's an amazing accomplishment, because it takes a very long time normally to write a Sefer Torah. But he wrote Sifrei, I don't know, is it possible that he started them earlier and he finished them? I know he writes here, Hechel Lichtov HaTorah B'Savar. So either it was some miracle, or it means that he completed them on that day. But there were 13 Sifrei Torah that were written. Every single one, it says here, from Bereishis until Le'enei Kol Yisrael, which means the entire Torah, from the beginning all the way to the end. Now, why is he stressing all the way to the end? Because there's a little bit of a debate about the last few psukim of the Sefer Torah, because the last few psukim of the Sefer Torah speak about Moshe Rabbeinu's death. How can he have written it about his own death? So the Gemara has machlokas about this, but the Rambam seems to be assuming, like, the opinion that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, but he wrote it with a tear in his eye, because he was writing it prophetically about his own death. But that's perhaps what the Rambam is stressing when he says, from Bereishis all the way until Le'enei Kol Yisrael. Le'enei Kol Yisrael is the very last words of the Sefer Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu wrote these 13 Torahs. What did he do with these 13 Torahs? He was Nasan Sefer L'chol Shevet V'Shevet. He gave each Shevet their own Sefer Torah. With his Naig Bovel Aleches B'chukosav. That way when they would have their own Torah for their tribe that they could always check and they can learn out of. And the 13th one, by Sefer HaShlosh Yisrei, Nasnu Levim, V'Omer Lahem, L'chokach HaSefer HaTorah HaZeh. Okay. Achar Kach Olel Har. He then went up to the mountain, the Chatzi Ayom, in the middle of the day, right? It says, Be'etzem Ayom HaZeh. There are a few places in the Torah, only a few places where it says Be'etzem Ayom HaZeh, which means it was the middle of the day. One of them is Yitzias Mitzrayim, meaning in full daylight. And by Yitzias Mitzrayim, right, we wanted it to be in full daylight in order so that no one can say that we snuck out. So here he went up, Be'etzem Ayom HaZeh. He went up, Be'chatzi Ayom HaShvi, in the middle of the light, L'chodesh Adar. As we learn from Chazal, Vayamikra hu asher karo misa, and this event that occurred to him, which we call misa, that's what it was in our eyes, that's because we lost him. But it's referred to life for him, because certainly a person like him, when he goes up to Shemayim, it's not the end, it's just the very beginning. What does that mean? He didn't die. He definitely died in this world. He was no longer here. But it means it wasn't the end of him. He went up and he continued to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shemayim. But dvarim be'elu anyonim arukim ma'od be'en zeh mekom. I'm not going to talk about that. His death and all of those, what happens after a person dies. The kasher meis, when Moshe Rabbeinu died, olav ha'shalom achar shen chilushu ma'ashenetz olav min ha'peirush, after he had fully finished giving over everything that he knew, he gave omer to Yoshua. So now Yoshua and the people of his generation, they thought about it, they analyzed it. The chol mashikibel mimoshe hu, oechem in Azkenim, anything that he had received from Moshe, or the Zakenim, you know, maybe one of the Zakenim had come to Moshe Rabbeinu and asked the Shaila about something, clarification. So on those things, ein ladaber alav, lo naflabo machlokas. Regarding these things that we got from Moshe, there's no machlokas. Ma shelo shama bo beferish mipi anavi. And whatever they didn't hear from him, and especially regarding the things that are the result, the things that come out, the things that evolve from the halachos, meaning new shailas that came up or new details that maybe they never clarified. So for these things, hotzi dinam besvaros, they had to use their minds. And they would use the midos, hashlosh asrei, hanesunos, or harsinai, shatar nedreshes b'hem. On Har Sinai, part of Kabbalah Satorah was to get the tools on how to analyze the Torah. Whether it's logical things like Kal V'Chomer, whether it's just analytical skills like Smuchim or Hekesh, even Gezeirah Shavah. So they would use these tools to try to figure out from the Torah what the halacha was. Uba'osim hadinim shotziyu. Now regarding those dinim, now you realize that we see already here, we're going to make reference, I'm sure, to the Gemara in Bava Metzia about Loba Shamayim Hi, how Klal Yisrael is part of the process of Kabbalah HaTorah, that we are, and this has many hashkafic ramifications, but Torah is not this absolute truth that's in Shamayim, and if we get it right, we get it. If we are off, we're off. Kadosh Baruch Hu did give us certain things that are absolute truth that comes from him, and there's nothing to argue about those things. But then there were a lot of things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu purposely did not give us. And those are things that he wants us to come to conclusions. And the conclusions that we come to, those are Torah. And that's what the Rambam says here. He says, those dinim that they used, yesh dvarim shelo naflem b'machlokas, aval hiskimu alehem. There are certain things that the logic was just so sound. It was so clear that they all agreed. V'yesh mehem ma'shenaflu bo machlokas ben shteos. And there were some things where they didn't come to a unanimous decision. Ze'omer b'cho, ze'omer b'cho. This one says, oh, I think I have a kavachomer this way. This one said, I think I have a pirch on your kavachomer, and I think I have a different argument. And each one developed a shita, and he would bring rayas. Because when you're using logic and you're trying to prove things, this is what happens. That one person sees it one way, one person sees it another way. Now you have to realize the people that we're talking about here, we're not talking about me and you, we're talking about people who are already holding and call it Torah Kula. They had received everything from Moshe and from Yoshua. They had been learning in the desert for 40 years. And now when a new Shaila came up, so they had to analyze. And what would happen when there would be a machlokas? So they would vote. You have to remember, there was a Sanhedrin. Moshe Rabbeinu had a Sanhedrin. Yoshua, during these time periods, there was a Sanhedrin. So they would paskin. And they would go after the Rov. Okay. I'm just going to begin the next section because we finished the first section. I just want to begin just for 3 minutes, the next section, just to sort of lay the groundwork. The Rambam is now going to go on a major diversion. Okay. It's funny. The Rambam in Mishnah Torah is so organized. And in his Perush HaMishnayos and his Hakdamos, he goes off on long tangents. He thinks it's very important information he's going to tell you, but he's going to go on like a 10, 15 page diversion right now. So Rambam says as follows. Dash shenevuah eino mo'ila b'perush HaTorah. He wants you to make it clear that rabbinic analysis of Torah is so ikar that it trumps nevuah. Nevuah does not help us explain the Torah or to learn out dinim through the 13 midos. Meaning, Moshe Rabbeinu definitely used Nevuah in order to give us Torah. But after that, Torah is no longer about Nevuah. It's about analysis. Ma she'osu Yoshua Pinchas, b'inyan ha'iyun asfara, the next leaders of the generation were Yoshua and Pinchas. Whatever they did to arrive at Halachos and Dinim, now the Rambam is going to tell us that everything that they arrived at through analyzing the Torah, those are Dinei Dioraisa. Those get the status of Dioraisas. Everything that they did, even though they weren't said by Hashem, because they were arrived at using the tools that Hashem gave. So says the Rambam, you should know that everything they did, that's the same exact thing that Ravina and Ravashi were doing. Ravina and Ravashi are so hurrah, they're the ones who finished the Gemara. Ravina and Ravashi, what they did is the same thing Yoshua and Pinchas were doing. They were analyzing. So what then is the mile of a Navi? We know that there's such a thing as a Navi. Aval Yisron HaNavi, Upal Rimitzvos, and Tisha Olav, Huchenavshi, if you want me to tell you what then is the role of a Navi, if Torah is all about analysis and learning, so what's the role of a Navi? I got to tell you, chai nafshi means like, oh my gosh, I have to tell you, this is one of the most important topics I could talk about. She'alehen mishan hadas v'yisoda. Almost so much of our religion is founded, is based upon the importance of Nevuah. V'ani roesh zeh makom roi levayer bo ikra zeh. Therefore, I see this as a very crucial time for me to explain to you a little bit about how Nevuah works. I have to first, in order to explain to you the role of Nevuah, I have to first give you a hakdama to Nevuah, because, you know, what do you know about Nevuah? So first of all, I'm going to have to tell you about the different types of people who claim to be Nevi'im. I have to tell you how you verify, how do you verify if someone's really a Navi? Because this is also very important. Ukfar shagu bo kol hamon am. And many people make mistakes about this. Gam misay mispar miyudehem. And in fact, there are some people who are very, very knowledgeable, and yet they still make mistakes about this. She medamim benafshim shanavua lo tzeskayim l'chol ha-mityachis la'ad asoso os mufla. They think that in order to prove your nevuah, you need to do magic tricks. You need to do miraculous things. Like the Osos of Moshe Rabbeinu. And you have to change minhag ha'olam. You have to change nature, like Eliyahu did when he resuscitated, brought back to life the child, or like Elisha did, all the osos that he did. And this is not an ikar emes. This is not true. A Navi does not have to do miraculous things. Shekol masha asu Eliyahu, the Elisha, the Zulasim, you should know all these miracles that these Nevi'im did. Lo asum kedei l'kayim nevuasim. They weren't doing to prove that they were Nevi'im. They were already proven Nevi'im. Rather, they were doing it for other reasons. They needed it. And because, right, they had to bring the kid back alive because they felt it was important to bring the kid back alive. Or Moshe Rabbeinu had a certain message to get to Paro, so he had to prove himself to Paro, but he wasn't using it to justify or Kriyas Yamsef, he had to split the sea because they had to get across. Or how else are you going to get across the sea if you're not going to split it? But it wasn't to prove he was a Navi. And all of these miracles, all of it happened because of their kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because they're so close to him, so Hashem was mashlim cheftzam, right? The tzaddik is gozer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekayim. That's what he promises. That's the pasuk in Eov. The sigzar omer v'yakam lach. So that is not the way to prove that you're a Navi. So how do you prove you're a Navi? Aval tiskayim hanevua b'mesh nesaper b'davar shah shechiloni l'daber bo. I'm about to tell you now. That's why we're talking. I'm about to tell you how you prove it. But before I do, I have to first tell you that there are two groups. Mityachasim, that means people who have a yachas, people who claim to have a connection to Nevuah, they can be broken up into two groups. Those who do it in the name of Avodah Zarah, and those who are misnabe b'Hashem. They do it in Hashem's name. And within the Nevuah to Avodah Zarah, we can further break it up into two groups. Chelek HaRishon, Sheyakom Navi V'yomar Kochav Ploni Nosan Ale Rucho V'yomar Li Avodah Si B'kach O'Kara Elai B'kach V'e'enneko. So the first is a Navi gets up and he says, okay, everyone, a certain star, a certain spirit just contacted me. He wants us to serve him. He told me to give you the following message. V'cheinim yikra b'nei adam la'avod l'tzelam min atzlamim l'talisman min atalisman v'yomar zeho d'yeni b'kach v'hodiya likach. Someone says, I'm here speaking on behalf of a certain image, a certain stone, a certain being. And he told me to tell you the following. He commanded you to serve me in the Inyan Ploni in the following way, like they did with the Nevi'ei Habal and the Nevi'ei Asherah. This is like, you know, biblical Avodah Zarah. That's Chelek HaRishon. Chelek Sheni, Shiyomar, Haya Elai Dvar Hashem La'avodah Lohorid Koach Ploni L'Inyan Ploni. Someone says, listen, Hashem came to me, not some spirit or not some stone. Hashem came to me and he told me that we're going to serve him in the following way, or we're going to v'yagalem inyan minyane avodos v'apa'olim sh'osim asa ovdei avodah zara, and he tells us to do something which is standard for avodah zara. And now someone's saying, yeah, but Hashem told me to tell you to do this, you know, like pass your child between two fires, you know, molech commotion is, but Hashem told me to tell you to do it. That's also called Avodah Zarah. It's Avodah Zarah. It's foreign. Shezeh Hashem kolel mi sheyomar shiba atzmat sifta lavodosa o mi sheyomar shakadosh baruch hu tziva lavod shom davar mehem. Ukeshenishman mina misyaches to nevuah achas mishtei hadeosa elu. If you hear someone professing such prophecy, the idu alav edim kvi shenamar b'Torah, and you have edim that could testify that he did it, dino she'arik b'chenek. He gets the death penalty with chenek, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us in the Torah. V'hanavi hahu o acholim cholema chalomahu yumas. Ve'ein lanu lahabit litiachaso l'nevuah, and we shouldn't take a second glance at the fact that he's claiming to be a navi. V'lo nevakish v'menu os. Don't start asking him. Oh, really? You're a navi? Prove it. Do some type of miracle. Afilu yasim in osos v'amosim l'kayim lo nevuah. And even if he gets up and he does it. He stands up and he stops the sun. He does this. He does that. Bas kols, mashalo shamanu muflor mehem. Things that are way beyond. And think about it. This is a tremendous nisayon. Imagine somebody stood up and does a tremendous miraculous thing. tremendously miraculous thing. And he says, listen, God spoke to me and he told me that we should all sacrifice our first children to him. It's interesting. It sounds a lot like what happened to Avram. How is Avram? Avram, his whole career, he was trying to tell people, stop doing human sacrifice. Shem doesn't want human sacrifice. All of a sudden, Hashem, why are we saying it's Hashem? All of a sudden, a voice comes to him and says, I am Hashem. Imagine the Nisayon for Avram. How's he supposed to know? The Rambam talks about this. How's he supposed to know if it's really Hashem, if it's some other voice? It says the Rambam here, no matter how miraculous of an event this person does, this person causes, it doesn't matter. If he's telling you something that reflects Avodah Zarah, the din is yechonek, you kill him. The ein lahabit lo sosav. Now you realize, you know, we, our minds are slightly poisoned from either Hollywood or from kids' books. So when you think of like this Navi Sheker, this Avodah Zarah Navi, he's got like a crinkled face and he's got like really pointy ears and a pointy nose and he goes like, ha 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 after he says everything. You don't think of him as like, he has a long beard and he has payas and he has tefillin on and he looks really frum. But that's what we're talking about. We're talking about someone who he might even fulfill some of the prerequisites to be a Navi. But he's giving you a message that's Avodah Zarah. Shatam, you have to realize this is just an important point. You know, Korach didn't have like a patch over an eye and like walk with like a hobble and, you know, look like some evil character from a Disney movie. Korach probably had a long beard and payas and shuckled a lot when he davened, or else there wouldn't have been any Nisayon for Klal Yisrael. The Ode, we're told, Haskel HaMachziv, Hu Shamar HaKosef Ki Minasa Hashem Elokeichem Eschem, Hashem is testing you. The Ode, Hasechel HaMachziv Eduso Yoser Nema Me'edus Ayin Shero Ososof. And this is a classic Rambam line. The Rambam says, you need to trust your mind more than you trust your eyes. The intellect, which shows the deceit of what he's saying, is more trustworthy of an aid than what your eye sees when it sees this trick that this guy pulls. Shekfar nizboyer b'mopes etzol bal yasecho. We already know intellectually to be true. She'ein l'chabed v'lavo zulasi echad. We only worship Hashem. Hamamtzi kol nimtzayim v'hamizachid b'chlal hashlemus. The one who created everything, the ultimate shalem, that's who we worship. And therefore, that's nevua b'shem avodah zarah. V'hamisnabi b'shem yecholek gamkin l'shnei chalakim. So too, people who testify in the name of Hashem, who are prophesying in the name of Hashem, can also be broken up into two groups. Hachelek harishon sh'nisnabi b'shem hakel v'yikra ha'amon l'amin bo b'yitzav al avodoso. Another who comes, and he claims to have a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what is the tochen? What's the content of his message? He calls to people to believe in Hashem, to strengthen their avodas Hashem. But he's Yomar, he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hosef Mitzvah, B'mitzvos. Ogara Mitzvos, Miklala Mitzvos, She'asaf Osam Sefer Torah. He has this really great message. He says, listen to Hashem, serve him. But he says, we're going to stop keeping Shabbos. We're going to add a new Yontif. Excuse me. V'ein hefresh ben sh'yosef y'igra al apostok u'ben sh'yosef y'igra al perish ha'mekubo. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference if he's arguing with an explicit pasuk, whether it's something that was passed on from part of the oral tradition, a perish mekubo, like the fact that it creates hadar as nesrog. We know that there's a din of Arla for the first 3 years. Let's say he comes and says, no, now the din of Arla with new fruits is only going to be 2 years. And after that, you're allowed to eat them. So that goes against the halacha. Or he goes the other direction. He's Mosif. He says, for 4 years, that's not true. It's only 3 years, Arla. Chelif, Masham HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in place of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Shalosh Shanim Yelech HaMarelim. Pasuk says, Arla's a din for 3 years. Uchadom Elo. O Yishana B'Kabola Klum. And even if he changes something, like we said, that's a Kabbalah, something that we know from the oral tradition. It's not explicit. The first example of Arla, that was an explicit pasuk. What if something's just Mesorah? I feel you said, Pshat HaKasav, even if he says he can bring a raya from the pasuk, like for instance, when it says in the Torah, Bekatzosa is kapo, she cut off her hand. Who krisas yad be'emes ve'enu kenas ha'mevayesh. We know that it means that she gets a kenas. This is talking about the case where she attacks someone in their private area. So the pasuk says, Katzosa is kapo. We know that that really means a kenas for the fact that she did something that embarrassed him. But what if he says, no, it means, and that's, Torah Shabbat Pet teaches us that, because the pasuk says you cut off her hand. So what if he says, no, really the din is that you cut off her hand. And I have a raya. That's what it says in the pasuk. And he says, listen, I have a nevuah about this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Li. He said to me, Shezoa mitzvah, when it says in the pasuk, Bekatzosa is kapa, it's kipshuto. If someone would claim such a thing, Gamze Yehareg Bechenek, you give him the death penalty. Shehu Navi Sheker, Fu Somech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashlo Amar Lo. And he's saying things in Hashem's name that Hashem never said. Don't look after signs or miracles. Shaharei ha-navi, the navi, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu. Asher helek kol misei olam be'ososav, that he impressed, he caused a wonderment, he showed all the world, kol misei ha-olam, with his osos, with his signs. V'hichnis bilvaveinu, and he put into us the absolute conviction to believe in his message, as it says, "Vigam b'cha yaminu liolam," Moshe Rabbeinu, who was able to impress everyone. Who he gid lanu Kadosh Baruch Hu? He set us. Meaning, any navi, even if he does amazing things, no navi will ever do more amazing things than Moshe Rabbeinu did. And Moshe Rabbeinu said to us explicitly, "Shelo tavo me'isabore Torah acheres milvad zos." That never again will there be another Torah that will replace this Torah. What does that mean? So this is an interesting interpretation of these psukim. Beficha means the mitzvah that you already know. Beficha, you already know. Lo b'shamayim hi, we normally interpret that to mean that we don't change things based on a bas kol. We analyze. The Rambam says, you know what we learn from there? We learn that Torah was already given. That's it. Torah was given already. So it's not going to change. And therefore, beficha, the things that you already know, and bilvovcha, the things that you've analyzed, the svaros, the things that you've analyzed, all of these, shumichlal, kochas, v'mshachas, alev, because lev is always connected with the mind. I think we've pointed this out before. We'll mention it very quickly. Chovas halavavos is the book, I think they translated in the English, Duties of the Heart. That's not Duties of the Heart. If you've ever learned the Sefer, what's the whole Sefer about? It's all about things that you have to know. Chovos ha'olavos. Libi omar li. My heart tells me, means my mind, something that's intuitive, something that I feel to be true. Lev, lo sasuru achre levavchem, chazal darshan mean, don't get involved in apikarsis. Don't read heretical material. Lo sasuru achre levavchem. What do you mean, don't stray after my heart? Don't stray after my mind. Lev is often associated with the mind. And that's what it says here. We say lev maven. Shu bichlal ha-kochos and imshachos el ha-lev. Svaros, the intellect, it's connected with the heart. V'ziranu gam ken milhosif bam v'legro behem. And he warned them about adding onto, and Moshe Rabbeinu, he warned us, don't add onto the mitzvot, don't take away. Lo sosif alob lo sigrimenu. V'alkein omru aleim ha-sholem ein navi rashai l'chadesh davar me'ata. That's why we have a principle, a well-known principle, it's the Gemara in Megillah, that a Navi is not able to mechadesh anything. So since we know that this Navi, with his long beard and his payas, who is telling us to be Oved Hashem, but he's adding, so we know that what he's saying is Sheker. He's attributing to a Kadosh Baruch Hu something he didn't say. And therefore, nischayev lahargo. Therefore, we are obligated to kill him. Kamo shomar akosef achanavi asher yozid ledaber dover b'shmi eis asher lo tzivisiv umeis anavi ahu. Someone who says something in my name that I never commanded him to say, umeis anavi ahu. So that's the first category of a Navi who is prophesying in the name of Hashem, but he's still a Navi Sheker. V'achelek Hasheni, what's the second one? That's Kegon Shiikra Livnei Adam Lavodas Hashem. Someone who, again, he calls out to us to serve Hashem. And he commands us to keep the Torah. He's mechazek us to keep the Torah and not to add on to it. Just like we find by the last of the Nevi'im, Malachi. Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. What was Malachi's message? Malachi's message was always to buttress the Torah. It was to tell us, keep the Torah. And when you read through the Nevi'im, I want you to know, I started a limud during this time that we're in the house. I started learning Sefer Yirmiyahu. And the Nevi'im are just so full of such amazing mussar. And it's a great way to try to connect a little bit. We spoke about how in a tkufa like this, it's important to work on ourselves, a little bit of mussar. I very much encourage Shamar the Nevi'im Achronim. They're full of mussar to Klal Yisrael. And when you look at the Nevi'im, so the Nevi'im are not being mechadesh new things. They're being mechazek us to keep the Torah. Sometimes the Navi will promise good to someone who keeps the Torah, and he'll be mazir to anyone who goes against it with a punishment, like Yeshayahu did, and Yirmiyahu, and Yechezkel. And he commands, and he tells people not to do things. Sometimes he will talk about things. He will add commandments. He will create Isurim, but not within the context of Torah. He's not going to take away an Isser from the Torah. He's not going to add an Isser. Sometimes the Navi will give an opinion from Hashem based on things that are external to Torah. For instance, Hilachmu al Ish Ploni, al Ir Ploni. If the king's about to go out to battle, so we might ask the Navi, can you ask Hashem, is this a good idea to go to battle? Im Uma Plonis, Atta, is this a good time? Like for instance, Shmuel told Shaul to go fight with Amalek. O Yimanimi Laharok, or sometimes they'll say, don't kill. For instance, Elisha was Monea Yehoram, King Yehoram, not to kill the army of Aram that was Nichnas into the Shomru. Kfiha Inyan Hanoda. So that's okay. It's okay for a Navi to do that. He's not saying that there's no longer a din of Mechanas Mitzvah. He's saying, in this specific situation, you want to know, should you attack? Should you not attack? Here you shouldn't attack. Or Kemosha Mani Yishayomi Lhavi Amaya Mi Beis Lachoma. Or Kemosha Mani Yirmiyahu Yisrael Mi Lechas Eretz Yisrael Chadomi Linyan. So he brings here a couple of other examples. Ubishvil Zek Kishi Yitan Anavi Tainis Nevuah V'lo Yismachos Elavod Azara. And that way, therefore, if a Navi comes and he makes a Taina for Nevuah, and he doesn't connect it to Avod Azara, and he's, that would be the first category, the first category that had two subcategories. Or if he's doing it b'shem Hashem, but he's not adding to the Torah, and he's not taking away, rather he's saying Dvar Macherim, Kamosha Siparnu, then Nitzarech Oz Livchonoso Kadeshin is Bar Lono Iduso. Then we have to put him to the test. So if we wanted to summarize, the first klal in the Rambam's Dine Nevuah, klal one is, step one in analyzing if someone's a Navi, is you look not at him, not at what he does, but you look at his message. There are certain messages that are acceptable for a Navi to say, and certain messages that are not acceptable. Stage one, is the message acceptable? If the message is B'Shem Avodah Zarah, if the message is B'Shem Hashem, but it's to do Avodah Zarah, if the message is B'Shem Hashem, but it's to take away from the Torah, add to the Torah, so you can already passel this guy as a Navi based on his message. But if his message is okay, it doesn't take away from the Torah, it's mechazek the Torah, or it's something that's not connected directly to the Torah, so then we can move on to the second stage in order to determine if he's a good Navi, which he's about to tell us what that is. Then, call Mishnah Skaima Adus Nevulaso, Roy Lasos, call Mashiach Savim, Idavar Katan Ve'agado. And once we do end up, which we haven't explained yet how we do that, once we end up proving that he is a good Navi, so then you must listen to everything he says, small, big, doesn't matter. And if you're over on what he says, so then you're chayiv misa. Kamosh Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'misha over al tzivu hanavi, anochi edrosh me'imo, I'm going to come after you, Hashem says. But im lo yiskayim eduso, but if he then fails, right, when we move on to the second stage of testing, if he fails that test, so then he's going to get killed by with chenek. So this whole business of nevuah is very dangerous. V'kiyum edus hanavi yekfi sh'agid. Let me now tell you how to determine if a navi is a good navi, if he's saying the truth or if he's not saying the truth, if he's saying the nevuah, proper nevuah or not. So first of all, kishiyityaches adam lenevuah, when a person claims a shaychus, a yachas, when a person claims to have nevuah, like we said, he has to, stage number two, right, after we've looked at what he said, now we look at him. Again, not at his miracles, not at his magic tricks. We look at him. Is he hagun to be a navi? For instance, is he me'an she'a chochma? Is he a talmud chocham? Is he me'an she'a emuna? Is he a person of great faith and piety? Is he me'an she'a nezirus? Which means that he distances gashmius. He's not, you know, if he's sitting there in his Ferrari, chomping on a piece of, you know, filet mignon, and while he's like chewing, he's giving you over his nevuah, so you know that this is not a navi. It's not what a navi. You have to look at how he acts, how he carries himself. If a person is obsessed with food, he's not going to be a navi. V'haseichel. You should know, by the way, the Rambam, even though, again, we often look at the Rambam as like, oh, the Rambam, you know, he's like the real middle of the road, which he is, and it just depends, you know, which road you're on. But the Rambam has many, often stresses a real disconnect from Gashmius, meaning he's a big proponent of separating yourself from Gashmius. He also has to be an Ish Seichel. Noam Hamidos, he has to have good midos. It's interesting. You would say, well, why does a Navi have to have good midos? Nevuah, as we're going to see in the Rambam, is a rung on the ladder of Avodas Hashem. You can't get to that rung if you're not a Talmud Chacham, if you don't have great faith, if you don't distance yourself from Gashmius, if you don't have good midos. Kasher ha'ikar etzlenu, the Rambam here quotes from Chazal, it's a Gemara in Shabbos. Ein ha'nevuah Shora Ella al Chacham Gibor v'Ashir. Nevuah only is chal on a person who's a Chacham. He's strong and he's an Ashir. Now you're all Pirkei Avos scholars already. So you know right away, Ephraim, that's I know you're about to tell us, you know right away that being a Gibor doesn't mean being strong. What does a Gibor mean? Perek Dalet. What's a Gibor mean? Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph in Pirkei Avos. What's a Gibor? Someone who's Kovashis Yitzro. What's an Ashir? Someone who's Sameach Bechelko. V'yisronos Rabin Bezeho Inyan, E. F. Sher Lichnos of Samyachad. V'yadibor Behem, V'arayal, Ko Echaman Bepsukim, Mesifre Hator, V'dimirim Yitzarach Linyan, Azeh Sefer Bifnei Atzmo. And if I had to start discussing and going through in detail all of these different prerequisites to be a Navi, what does it mean to be a Gibor? What is it? It would take a whole other book, and I don't have time for that right now. Ulay Hashem Yisaini Alav, maybe Hashem will help me. In Masheroi L'Schaber Binyan Zed, maybe I'll be Zocha to write a Sefer about this topic of Nevuah and what it takes to be a Navi. So we don't have such a book from the Rambam, unless that's what the Moreh Nevuchim is. But it sounds like the Rambam, I think he writes in another place as well, that he's planning on writing a Sefer called Sefer HaNevuah. He says, Ulay Hashem will help me.
Ubihiyos Hamis Nabe Hagun L'Nevuah Kfi Masheroi. No marlo, haftichenu biyudim, hagid lanu dvarim asher limedcha kodesh baruch hu. So once he's saying things that are acceptable, and he's the type of person that's roi for nevuah, so now we ask him, tell us haftachos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the future. Tell us things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you. Biyagid v'yavtiach. So he'll tell us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said X, Hashem said Y. We test him. Tell us something that's going to happen. Im yiskaimu yudav kulam, az neidish kol nevuasu emes. Now there's a difference here between telling us something that's going to happen and doing something miraculous, an os. Doesn't have to be something that's supernatural. But if he tells us something, and yiskaimu yudav, oz neidash kol nevuas remes, then we know that he's a Navi MS. V'im yishaker ba, o nofel echad mitvarev, afilu davar katan. But if it doesn't happen, what he says is going to happen, even something very small, neidash yu Navi Shaker, so then we know that he's a Navi Shaker. V'zeh shakasa batar b'nin abachina azos v'chisomar bilvavecha. And this is what it means in the Torah when it says, you're going to say to yourself, right? The Torah tells us you have to kill a Navi Sheker. So you're going to ask yourself, how am I supposed to know? Echa neida, it's a davar asher lo dibro Hashem. Hashem didn't speak to me. How do I know if what the Navi is saying, asher yidaber a Navi b'shem Hashem v'lo yadavar v'lo yavo? So the answer is, you get the Navi to talk, and you see if what he says happens. Now the Rambam was very importantly gave a prerequisite to all of that. Meaning it's true. The Pasuk says explicitly, how do you test a Navi? You ask him about the future, and if you see if what he says comes true. But as the Rambam points out, but there's prerequisites before that. First of all, you have to listen to what kind of messages he's saying. We also have to look at what kind of person he is. None of that's in the Pasuk. So that's the Rambam's chiddush here. And if he gives us one or two things he says are going to happen, we don't yet assume him to be a Navi Emes. Aval yinyano toloi ad shiyarbu mofsav ha'amitim b'chol asher yedaber b'shem Hashem pam achar pam. It has to be that he has a proven track record. Time after time, he proves to us that he's a Navi. V'al kein, nomar b'inyin Shmuel, and that's why the Tanakh tells us regarding Shmuel, kishin is parsem b'in is barer ki kol mash yedaber bo yavo. When it became clear that all the things that he kept saying were going to happen, people would come to him and they would ask, I'm sick. And he would say to them, okay, do this and this and this and you'll get better. And someone else said, and he said, I'm sorry, you're not going to live. After a while, he said things. V'yeidu kol Yisrael kinem an shvul menavi l'Hashem. So after a while, v'yeidu kol Yisrael, they knew that he's Neman. Meaning even Shmuel wasn't accepted right away, even though Shmuel clearly was not saying about his other things. And Shmuel was certainly a very pious person, but they didn't accept him right away just because of his piety. And as the Rambam makes very clear, there is a statistical game here. It is possible that someone could say something a few times and get it right a few times. So we have to test him repeatedly, and it has to be that never, never does the things that he say not happen. And back then, everything that happened, they went to Nevi'im, you have to realize. You know, you're thinking like, Navi, how many times are you going to ask the Navi something? You know, it's going to take 30 years to test the guy. I mean, how often do you go to the Navi? But that's not true. If you look at the Ramban on the Torah, at the end of Parshas Bechukosai, so there's a very famous Ramban there about doctors, about going to doctors. And Ramban writes that Bizman Anavua, you went to the Navi for everything. You didn't go to doctors. You didn't go to financial advisors. You went to the Navi. The Navi was the address for everything. And the Navi probably had regular hours, and you made an appointment, and you came to him, and he gave you direction. And at that time period, there was a lot more of direct, you saw the direct results of your Avodas Hashem. When you did mitzvahs, you saw. And there were, and when you did Averis, you saw the result. And at that time, there were also many charlatans. There were people who went around. You know, they also put up a sign that said, you know, Navi, 25 cents, you know, per meeting. And that's why it was very important to be able to establish who was a Navi Sheker, who was a Navi Emes. But Lule Zeh, Lobo Sholishmon, if it wasn't for the fact that it was common to ask the Nevi'im everything, Shaul wouldn't have come to Shmuel. Ba'ad aveda she'avdu mimeno ba'scholos inyano. If you remember there, the very beginning of the story, before he became a king, so Shaul lost his sheep, and he didn't know where to find them. And what did he do? He went to Shmuel the Navi, and he asked Shmuel, Shmuel, where are my sheep? And why would he go to him to ask such a, you know, what do you mean, where are your sheep? Why are you asking me? Go ask farmers, you know. Go ask the scout, the Native American scout who's able to, like, you know, taste the dirt and figure out where the sheep went. What are you going to the Navi for? The answer is they went to the Navi for everything.
V'ein safek shadavar kach, ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu hekim lanu nevi'im chelef hovrei shemayim v'amonim v'akosmim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us nevi'im to be the anti of all of the stargazers and magicians. In order we can ask them details, general things, meaning everything. And they would tell us whatever we would ask. They would speak b'shem Hashem and tell us. Just like you find by these soothsayers and necromancers, you know, all of these, that's I think the art scroll translation for all of the different types of magicians and charlatans. They turn towards Ma'onanim, V'el Kosmim Yishmo. And right after that, what does the Torah tell us? Navi Mikir Becha Me'achecha Kamoni. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm going to appoint a Navi. I'm going to appoint Nevi'im like me. Now, what's the context? He just said, don't listen to the Ma'onanim and the Kosmim. And instead, you should be listening to the Navi. And the Rambam sees from in that pasuk a raya for this idea that there's two options. You either go to all of these tricksters or you go to the Navi Emes. And they were, and Hashem gave us Nevi'im to be the tachlif, the, you know, that which comes in place of all of these magicians and these soothsayers. U'bishvil inyanim elu ayukorim shem anavi roe. And that's the reason why you sometimes find that a Navi is referred to as a roe. Ki hayu roe ha'asidos kodem ayosim, because he would see the future. Ki Moshe Omar, ki la'navi ahu yikari lefanim ha'roe. The pasuk tells us in Shmuel Aleph that back then they used to refer the Navi as a roe. Ufen yachshov choshev yomar in bikim odos achidush ha'asidos gai menuv lotono. So you might think to yourself and say, wait a second, if the way that we determine if someone's a Navi MS is based on him telling us the future and us seeing if it really happens. All of the people are able to, meaning all of these tricksters and all of these Hovrei Shamayim, they're all able to pull this kind of trick and to say the future. They're all able to say what they think is the future. And they have kochos nafshim yichom liton tainus nevuah, and they might even be able to sometimes even come to the truth. And that's why people trust them. That's why people turn to them. Right? Every once in a while, you have all these people who show up and they claim to be Kabbalists, and we don't know they are, they aren't. Why do people go to them? Why if they're some of them, at least some of them, I imagine are tricksters. Now why do people keep going to them? Because there is a certain percentage of the time that they get things right. And the Rambam says, in fact, we see it. We see that sometimes these magicians, these tarot card readers, these astrologers, we see that they sometimes say things that are going to be and they happen. He says, this is very important. He says, I want to address this. I want to tell you, what is the difference between a Navi, B'Shem Hashem, and someone who's a Bal Koach? He has some type of fifth sense. V'ani Omer, Shehakosmim, sixth sense. I'm sorry, we all have five senses. He's got a sixth sense. So what's the difference between them? So says the Rambam, Ani Omer, Shehakosmim, V'Horei Shemayim, V'Machashvim, all these types of people, yagidu hasidos ha'avayos, they will tell you things that will happen. Aval yitzdak tzosim yishkor tzosim behachrech. But they will not always get everything right. No one's gonna. If you ask these guys, someone says, "Oh, you got to go to this person." This tarot card reader, this astronomer, oh, there's this great rabbi, go to him, he'll tell you the future. So when you ask, really, he always gets everything right? And they say, not always everything, but he's pretty good. He's pretty on target. So says the Rambam, pretty on target doesn't count when it comes to nevuah. It doesn't count. He says, "Gam ken anshe malacha he be ososam lo yinakeru." He says, "Kol ish mehem al chaveru aval yisron kol ish mehem al chaveru." So he says they sometimes will have osos lo yinakeru. He says that they will sometimes have things that, you know, that are right, and some things that are not right. He says, but this is the difference. Yisrom kol ishmeim achaver. It's what makes someone a better tarot card reader than someone else. Bihios kol shikre ish echad pachos mi shikre zulaso. The one who gets it wrong the least. I mean, no one's getting it 100% right. But there's some guys who are getting it 50% of the time right, and some guys are getting it 70% of the times right. You know, you're a tarot card reader. You're a magician. You claim to be a deep Kabbalist. So a guy comes into your room, and he's wearing like a beautiful Armani suit, and his hair is slicked back. And then another guy comes in, and his shirt's a little untucked. He looks a little disheveled, and you know he's not wearing like a nice watch. So it's very clear. The second guy right away, you're like, you're here for Parnassa. Your Parnassa is struggling. Yes. How did you know? Right? So some of this is just, they're intelligent. They're able to read the scene. And sometimes you also have to realize, like, how many people who are coming to people like that are not coming either because someone's sick or because they need Parnassa. You know, you already know, you know, what the basic, you know, no one's coming and you're saying to him, like, you don't know if it's the carburetor or if it's the ignition. You don't know what to change in your car. You're trying to figure it out. That's why you've come to me. That doesn't happen. That's not why you come to these guys. So they all know someone's sick. Someone's sick in your family. And they say, yes, how did you know, Rabbi? And she needs a big Yeshua. She, how'd you know? Now, wait a second. There's 50%. There's two choices here, right? And if you right away say, like, it's my dad. So then right away he starts to say, maybe your mother should get a doctor's appointment also. You go, oh my gosh. You know, it's okay, but now let's move on to your father, right? So there is certain things that you could just play with shtick if you know people, right? There are certain shticks you could pull. And the Rambam says, so what makes one better than the other? And the Rambam doesn't even seem to be denying right now, Zach, that they might have certain powers. But their powers aren't absolute. It's true, they're bal kochos. They might have certain koach. They might be able to figure something out. I'm not doubting that there might be certain people who have a sixth sense, whatever that means. But that's not nevuah. So he says, "Ach shiyitztiku b'chol diktuke hasidos ziyef shalios." But to find one of these people that every single thing they say comes true absolutely completely, and without you going in first and giving it away, ubali akochos elo lo yichanu nafsham. These people, they don't even say about themselves. They don't say that they see everything, right? The first thing they tell you is like, listen, my vision is blurry. I see certain things, but I can't pin it down exactly. There's something big is going to happen. Something in the next 3 weeks is going to happen. I'm not sure what. So they don't themselves tell you that they know exactly what's going to happen. So they say this year is going to be a very dry year. There's not going to be much rain. And then Nimtza, there's a little bit of Geshem. So you say, wow, I mean, he was on target. Okay, listen, it didn't not rain at all, but I mean, very little rain. Or they'll say tomorrow, you know, it's like the clouds are coming in and like the thunders, you know, you hear the thunder and he's like, it's going to rain soon. Right? So what happens? He says it's going to rain tomorrow, and it doesn't rain tomorrow. It rains in 3 days. Now, I know I'm making jest about it, but look, I'm not trying to say people don't have powers. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. That's not my job to decide. What I'm trying to do is to first of all say that there can be charlatans who trick us, and there also could be people who have kochos, but they're still not neviim, and Hashem doesn't want us to listen to them. You see, the Pasuk doesn't say, don't listen to the Kosmin because they're all a bunch of fakers. He says, don't go to them because I said, don't go to them. You want, go to a Navi. Is there such thing as black magic? Is there another side? Is there kochos out there in the world? Maybe not nowadays. Was there back then? Maybe, maybe, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. But what is clear is Hashem doesn't want us to do those things. That's the famous Tshuvas HaRashba. That's the famous idea of Tomim Tiyam Hashem Alokecha. Ramban, the Rashba, they comment on the pasuk of Tomim in Parsha Shoftim, Tomim Tiyam Hashem Alokecha. You should be Tomim. So that's where the Mepharshim say, it doesn't mean that these things don't work. You know, the Ouija board, that probably doesn't work. But let's just use that as an example. No one's saying it doesn't work. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. I have a feeling it doesn't, but that's not the point. The point is that Hashem doesn't want us doing these things. Doesn't want us doing these magic tricks. Tamim tiyam Hashem alokecha. He wants us to do mitzvos, right? Especially nowadays, everyone's talking about Mashiach's going to come, Mashiach's going to come. Halavai Mashiach's going to come. But that's not our job. Our job is to believe Mashiach's going to come. But our job is not to like scrap, you know, look all over Tanakh to find like hints to the word corona and figure out how exactly that means it's going to come tomorrow. This, you know, is it give people chizuk? Okay, if it gives people chizuk at times like this, I'm not gonna knock it. But we have to know what our avoda is. Our avoda is to do mitzvos, to daven, to learn, to do tshuva. Every single one of us who is zocheh to not be ill should be taking time every night, even if it's just 30 seconds. Okay, you should think about good things you did, but you should also think about things that you need to improve. Something came up on the screen I shouldn't have looked at, and I looked at it. I mentioned something to someone that maybe was making fun of somebody. I didn't bench with kavana. Again, hopefully we're all healthy people. I don't mean this in a down, depressing way, that you sit there at night, like whipping yourself about, oh my gosh, I said Kriya Shema completely without kavana. But everyone always talks about tshuva, tshuva, tshuva. So what are you doing for tshuva? So there's a good chance you sit there and you're thinking like, well, I didn't murder anyone. I didn't have an affair today. I didn't kidnap anybody. Like, what do I need to do tshuva for? Like, I'm a good guy. And you're all great guys. And it's true. Tshuva for big, big things. Okay, when the big, big avarice happen, we have to do tshuva. But there's lots and lots of little things that occur. And it doesn't have to be down and depressing. If you murder someone, if you have an affair, if you do something like that, so then for sure, the tshuva needs to be very intense. And it might get down and depressing. But tshuva doesn't need to mean that I'm involved in this depressing activity. Tshuva means I take a few minutes, a few seconds to just think of something I could do better. Don't think of tshuva as eating yourself out or ripping on yourself for doing bad. Think of tshuva as trying to improve your game. It's like basketball practice. So tshuva is, I think about the day and I say, you know what? Today I had a lot of great kavanah for Kriya Shema, but Shmona Esrei, you know, I wasn't really having kavanah so well. Tomorrow, Shmona Esrei is going to be better. That's it. That's tshuva. And that's what we need to be doing during a time like this. And that's what Hashem wants from us. He doesn't want us to go to do magic tricks, you know, like rub garlic on your wall and put some blood and just like they did in Mitzrayim, and that way the corona won't enter my house. That's not what Hashem wants us to do. Hashem wants us to work on not speaking Lashon Hara. He wants us to work on not being Mevatel Torah. Everyone has chances during the day to either watch YouTube videos or to download a shir or to call someone for a chavrusa. So those are small things that we have opportunities to do tshuva on all the time. Okay, going weiter here. So he says, so he'll say tomorrow it's going to rain, and really it'll rain in 3 days. And it could be that when he's good at, you know, back then they didn't have meteorological studies, whatever, meteorology. So it could be that part of the sixth sense is just starting to figure out from the environment when it's going to rain and being able to tell. So these things, if you become a real expert, and especially if you're able to tap into other kochos, which I don't know much about, but if there are other kochos, supernatural kochos, there are things that we know that there are people. Yishayo himself seems to say, listen, you know, there are going to be these Hovrei Shamayim, these Chozim Bakochavim, people are going to look at the stars, and they're going to tell you things that happen. The Amru Rabbeinu and Chazal Darshan on the Pasuk, Me Asher, the lo kol asher. Look at the pasuk. The pasuk says they're going to tell you may asher yavo elech olecha, of the things that will occur to you. Meaning they're not going to tell you all the things. They're going to tell you of the things. They're going to tell you some of the things because they are able to get a certain percentage right. But when it comes to Nevi'im, that's not the way it works. I think we've got a 3-day streak of that phone ringing in the middle of the shiur here. So says the Rambam that Me'asher, Chazal learned that it's not everything, but the Nevi'im are not like that. Nothing will fall. Everything they say will happen. If someone is a real Navi, everything he says ever will happen. If anything does not pan out the way he said, we know that he's lying. And this is, we know that Yirmiyahu struggled with this a lot because Yirmiyahu spent his life trying to tell people that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed and that people must do tshuva. And there were people who were saying the opposite, right? We did this in Bava Kamma. Who's the one who lifted up his the horns? Tzidkiyah ben Kenana, right? Tzidkiyah ben Kenana. So there were other Nevi'im. And Yirmiyahu had other Nevi'im that he, not with Tzidkiyah ben Kenana, but there were other Nevi'im that they had to combat and who were saying things. So when Yirmiyahu was trying to slug him up, what did he say? He said, Hanavi asher ito chalom, Yisaper chalom, v'asher divrei ito, yidaber divrei emes, ma lateben es habar ne'um Hashem. Said Yirmiyahu, when he was challenging the Nevi'im that he was going up against, he said, listen, you say and I'll say, let's say what we saw. I'm saying the basement is going to be destroyed, you're saying the basement is not going to be destroyed. I'm saying people should do tshuva, you're telling people everyone's okay. So come, let's go, let's get tested. Let's each say something that's going to happen tomorrow. And then Chachamim explained this whole discussion. Shanavua he brura ve'ein bo tarovos min hakozov kimo habar hamivor min hatevim. Sometimes you have, bar means the grain which is pure, which doesn't have all of the bran in it. So that's what he was saying. Ma l'tevim im habar. He was sort of saying like, what you, Mr. Navi Sheker, you think you and I are on the same ground? I'm going to show everyone that your nevuah has mixed into it all different types of things, but mine is pure. Now this is a pretty, he's calling other guys bluff. He's talking a big game here, as I guess Binny would tell me. He's flexing right now, Yirmiyahu, right? Because he's saying, listen, test me, and you'll see that I'm going to get it right, and he's not. The halomos kiyotzbe mina yidonim rubam kozov. Ketevin sheish bo is a gargir chita. It's like tevin, which only has, when you have all the chaff still, so there's only a little bit of wheat. Most of it is garbage. The amruk shem she efshel lebar below tevin kach efshel lechalom below dvar metel. That's what Chazal tells us about our dreams. That dreams have a little tiny morsel of nevuah in them, but most of it is just dvar, shtuyot. So just like efshel lebar below tevin kach efshel lechalom below dvar metel. But not a real Navi. A real Navi has pure Nevuah. Yair, you had a question or I answered it?
Why can't it be that sometimes Hashem tells a Navi like a general statement and not exactly what's going to happen? And then when he says it, the Rambam's telling you not to believe him, but it could be that Hashem didn't tell him exactly what's going to happen.
So whatever he says, though, is going to come true. Meaning he might say, it'll rain sometime next week. That will come true. But if he says it's going to rain on Tuesday, Hashem told me it's going to rain on Tuesday, then it better rain on Tuesday. But there is a bam kasha here. Nishar bekan perek gadol roi lanu levaru, says the Rambam. Vihu, shehanavi kishyis nabi b'tzoros ma'oros la'om shem chayavim, kigon shiasirim berov ocharav oshetehopech artzam o yerdu alem avne agavish uchedomalo. Says the Rambam, the principle I just told you, though, there's a major caveat. It's not always true. When the Navi tells Klal Yisrael bad things that are going to happen to them, like a famine or a war or some other thing that happens that either someone else is going to, a different nation is going to conquer, or there's going to be Avnei Al-Gabish, which probably means like hell, something like that. Achar kein lo yiskayim davar min anyanahu. It could be that that won't happen. Why? It could be that if Hashem tells a Navi to tell someone that something bad is going to happen, it could be that Hashem has rachamim. It could be that the people do tshuva. And that won't prove that the Navi is a liar. The Inroy Lomar always a Navi sheker, and he's chayav misa. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nichem al hara. It could be Hashem just decides to be kind. It could be that they do tshuva. Or it could be that Hashem just decides to push it off. Like, for instance, it happened with Achav. As Elio told him, we know that Achav ended up doing tshuva. And because of that, Elio and Avi said, you know what? I was going to end up, you know, kill out your family. I'm not going to do it during your life. We're going to do it later. I'm going to let you live out your life. Oh, but doesn't that mean Elio is a Navi Sheker because he said it's going to happen? No. It's not true by bad things. We don't say about this, oh, you see, it didn't happen. And he's chayav misa. That's the quote from the pasuk there. It's specifically when he talks about good things that he says are going to happen at a specific time. So Rambam is giving us more details now about how to test the Navi. B'yomar, and he says, B'shana zu yesh heshket b'shalva. This year there's going to be peace. B'hayubah mechamos, and ends up that there's mechama. Or he says, Shana zu is going to be very geshuma obrucha. It's going to be lots of rain. And it ends up being a ra'av and b'tzores. Then you know he's a Navi Sheker. Fizkayim bitul ta'anaso b'shikro. And you see that he's lying. B'alze amar akasav b'zodon dibro anavi lo sagar mimenu. And that's when the Torah tells us, don't be scared to kill him. You see that he's lying. But Tony Lomar, Al Yafchidcha ve'Al Yafhilucha mi'laharogoso. Don't be scared to kill him. He looks very frum. Everyone thinks he's this big Navi. Don't be scared. Emunaso v'yishro v'chachamaso. Don't be scared of the fact that he seems like he could have been a really great Navi. He has all those criteria. He's a big Talmud Chacham. He's humble. Acher shemalo libo lehed davar gadol kazeh. If he said something is going to happen, and it didn't. V'diber sara al Hashem. He ended up saying things in God's name that weren't true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'shiyavtiach uma b'msuros tovos. When Hashem promises an entire nation b'msuros tovos, good tidings, a good thing will happen. Al yedei navi, e efshir shlo yasan. It's impossible that it won't happen. Kadesh t'skayim nivuos b'nei adam. And this is necessary in order to be able to test Nevi'im. If everything could always be changed, there would be no way to test the Navi, says the Rambam. And obviously, if Hashem says something bad will happen, he says to the people of Nineveh, I'm going to destroy you, and they do tshuva, obviously there has to be a way for Hashem to undo that. So it's specifically with good things that we test. And this is what Chachamenu tell us, kol davar shiyatz mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'tova, anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises for good, afilu al tenai eno chozer bo, he will not be chozer. Oh, but you have a kasha then. You can ask me then about Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu got very nervous. Hashem told him, don't worry, Shmarticha b'chol asher teilech, I'm going to guard you. And we know that the pasuk says, Vayira Yaakov, when he was meeting Esav, he got very scared. What was he scared? Hashem promised him good tidings. And we just developed in the Rambam that good things can't be undone. Aval inyan pachad Yaakov asher shivtucha kodesh baruch hu b'suros tovos. You're going to ask me, what about Yaakov? As it says, Yinei Anochi Imach, Ushmarticha b'chol asher teilech, when he left, Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him, I'll take care of you. So what's he scared of Esav? Vayah b'fachet pen yomos, and yet he got scared. As it says, Vayira Yaakov ma'od vayetzar lo. And Chazal say about this, he was mefachet me'ovon shemiyeh gorem lo misi. He was scared that maybe he sinned, and he's really chayiv misa. Puma shamru kosover shemiyeh grom achet. Yorazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yavtiach b'tova. He doesn't this prove that even a good nevuah can be undone? Yesh ladash inyan ze'eno elo bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu bein HaNavi. That's different also, because that's something private between Hashem and the Navi, meaning Yaakov Avinu. That was something private between the two of them. That's something that has to do with the Navi himself. Aval, kishi yomar HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'Navi, laftiach b'nei Adam b'bistura tova, b'mamar muchlat below tonight. But when Hashem gives a message to the people, and he doesn't make a Tanai on it, he could, the Navi could say, listen, Hashem told me, if you do tshuva, you'll have a year full of rain. Okay, that's something else. But if it's something to the masses, to the people, and there's no condition, that's impossible. Because that's, we have to have some way to be able to test the Navi. And we know from the Pesukim that this is the way to test the Navi, by him telling us Haftachos. Right, this is what I got confused for a minute before about that Tzidkiyah ben Kanana. Here, Yirmiyahu didn't argue with him, he argued with Hananiah ben Azur. And this is what Yirmiyahu was Ramaz to when he had his machlokas with Hananiah ben Azur. Why? Because Yirmiyahu was Miznabe Lura Vilamavis. Yirmiyahu was saying, it's going to be horrible. There's going to be a destruction. The Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. We're all going to get sent into Gullus or killed. And we better do tshuva. And he said, Nebuchadnezzar Yigbar V'yatzliach V'yachr Beis HaMikdash. And came Hananya ben Azur, and he was saying, no, everything will be fine. He was Miznabe Latova. Uleshov Klei Beis Hashem Amuvayim Bovel Yerushalayim. And he said, don't worry, all of the kelim, they're going to be fine, and they're going to be returned. V'yomer lo Yirmiyahu kishnizvakech imo al derech ha'ikarim ha'shmurim. And while they were arguing about different issues, imlo tiskayim nevuasi, he says as follows. He says, "Im lo tiskayim nevuasi v'lo yigbar Nebuchadnezzar v'yashuvu klei beis Hashem." He says, "Listen, if I'm wrong, and Nebuchadnezzar does not, and the kelim come back, like you say, ein ze adavar machash nevuasi, this is not going to prove that I'm wrong, because maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merachim aleichem. Aval im lo yiskayim dvarecha." He's basically calling out Hananya ben Azur and say, listen, buddy, you're in a bad position right now because I'm saying there's going to be destruction and I could end up being wrong because everyone could do tshuva. But im lo yiskayim dvarcha, if what you say doesn't happen, v'lo yashuvu klei beis Hashem, b'zeh yizbayar shenevuascha sheker, this will prove that you're lying. V'lo tiskayim l'cha nevua ad yaskaimu ha-mu'adim ha-tovim shiftachtabem. You cannot be proven as a real Navi. What you said has to come true. All of the things that you promised, all the good that you're promising people, it has to happen. Now that he paraphrased, now he quotes what the Navi says. Ach shemana hadabar hazeh asher anochi dover ba'oznecha ba'oznei kol ha'am. Hanaviyim asher hayu lefanev lefnei min ha'olam v'yinavu el artzos rabos v'amamochos gedolos v'milchamo l'ro l'dever. All of the earlier Navi'im, who all prophesized about destruction, Hanavi Asher Yinavi L'Shalom, the Navi who then comes and says, no, everything will be fine, Devo Davar Hanavi, if he ends up being right, Yivoda Hanavi Asher Shulcha Hashem Bo Emes. Ritzon Olamar B'Davar Hazeh, what does it mean when he says, Davar Hazeh? Shanaviyim Ahim Misnavim L'Tov Ulara. Neviyim that are... It says in the beginning there, Shimuna Dvar Hashem. So what is this? Excuse me. He says, Shimuna Dvar Hazeh. So what is that Dvar Hazeh? The Nevi'im were misnabim l'tovu l'ra, lo nucha l'adas mikol ha-dvarim shiznabu l'ra im tzadku ve'edusam o kazvu. When they testify for good and bad, it's going to be very hard to tell if what they're saying is true or not. How are we going to do it? Aval tivada emunas dvareim. It only is going to work. It's only going to be able to be clarified if we look at the Tov, at the things that they're saying that are good that are going to happen. If we're now, the Rambam is, that's the end of Yirmiyahu. So Yirmiyahu basically says in those psukim, the Yisod the Rambam's been saying. Now the Rambam says, Kishetiskayim nivuas anavi al pi al sher yasadnu, lamaisa, if we're able to support the Navi, find support for the Navi's nivuah, and you follow the rules that I've set out, the Yetzei lo shem kmo Shmuel v'el Yoh zulasum, yesh la Navi yahu yecholos lasos batorah, dover shal yuchal kol basur zulasum lasos. Once he's proven that he really is a Navi MS, he is immediately granted a power that nobody else in the world is able to do. Tehuma shani omer. And it's as follows. Kishi yitzavu levatel eza mitzvah, we call it mitzvahs, mi mitzvahs asei. O yitzavu lehatir dover iser, mi mitzvahs losasei. When he comes and he tells us to stop doing a mitzvahs asei, or he tells us that a mitzvah lo sase no longer applies, we have to listen to him. Wait a second. Didn't we say that that's one of the things that a Navi can't do? Thought that was one of the things that we said, that if he says this, we know for sure he's not a good Navi. So says the Rambam, if he says to stop doing a mitzvah sase, or that you don't have to worry about a certain lo sase, lefi sha'a. What does lefi sha'a mean? It means temporarily. Then chova aleinu lishmo ledvaru velasos mitzvaso. Then we have an obligation to listen to him and to follow what he says. And kol ha'over alav is chayv misa b'dei shamayim chutz me'avodah zara. So the Rambam here tells us a very important yisod. A Navi, and we've already seen in the past few pages that it takes a while to get the status of a Navi. But a Navi has the ability not to be mevatel mitzvah completely forever. That, if someone would ever suggest such a thing, that would immediately prove that he's not a Navi Emes. But he does have the ability to be mevatel mitzvah aseh, mitzvah slos aseh, for a horasha, as long as we're not talking about avodah zarah. Horasha meaning for temporary purposes because of a need. And this is an explicit Gemara that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Bakol. Im yomer l'chanavi over al divrei Torah, whatever a Navi tells you to be over al divrei Torah, shmalo chutz me'avodah zara. Aval al tenai shlo yamod adavar ahu la'ad. Al tenai, though, that it's not forever. U'shelo yomar ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu tziva levatel mitzvahi kol yimei olam. If he says it's for forever, this is a new rule. Aval yitzav levatel mitzvah l'siba l'tzorech shah. But to be mevatel a mitzvah for a reason, but tzorach shah, is it okay? The Hanavi ba'atzmo, kish yishalu b'tzavot solabra al mitzvah mikol mitzvah sasher tziva Hashem osu al yedei Moshe. When you ask him, hey, why are you telling me not to follow this mitzvah of Moshe? Tiet shuvaso, he better give you the right answer. And the answer is, shebitul zu ha-mitzvah eno kayim. This is not forever. Aval roi la-soso ad ta-bilvad. Mefisha. Kigon mashiasu beistin bo-rasha. We find a earlier precedent for this, that Basin every once in a while. Gemara tells us that sometimes Basin will take extra judicial matters. They're allowed to. Lefisha. And what's an example of this? Ukamosh asa Eliyahu b'har HaKarmel, shekhov ola b'chutz. Right? Everyone remembers the famous story. Eliyahu was at Har HaKarmel. There was the big showdown between the Nevi'e Baal and the Nevi'e Hashem. And what did Eliyahu do? He told them, they had this big showdown, they put the animals up on the altar, and he told the Nevi'ei Baal, you first, you try to get the fire to come down from heaven. Do you remember this, Jonah? And the Nevi'ei Baal sat there, and they davened, and they yelled, and they screamed, and they cut themselves. The ein kol ve'ein oneh. Nothing happened. And then came Eliyahu, and Eliyahu poured water over everything. He did a whole show to make it that it would be impossible for fire to come. And he davened, and the fire came down, and they brought the carbon. How can he do that? It's shchutei chutz. It's an issur to bring a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash. How could he possibly do such a thing? So says the Rambam, that was a horash shah. He's allowed to do it temporarily. Yushalayim was omedes, uba Beis HaMikdash banoi. So how would he be able to be makriv in ola b'chutz? V'zeh ma'isa sherkol ha'usa uso below mitzvahs navi chayev karis. If anyone else would do Shchutei Chutz without the Navi's approval, you'd be chayav kares for that. You get kares for Shchutei Chutz. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his here, Allah v'Torah, v'yomar, Hishomer lecha pentala ulasecha b'chol makom asher tera. Don't you dare bring your Ola anywhere you want. ויוסף חייב מיסה, כמו שאמר למקריב בחוץ, דם יחשב לאישהו דם שפח, ונכרס האי האישהו מקרב עמו, and you're going to get curries for it. אבל הוא עליו השלום, אילו שאלו בשעס הכבוס מרקם, אבי אומר לו, if you would have yelled out, hey, Elio, הנוכה לסוס כמייסה זה כל ימי עולם? Can we do this next week and in a month from now? Can we also bring a carbon bachutz up here on Har Carmel? Hayomer eno mutter. He would have answered, no way. I don't have the ability to be mevatel mitzvos. Kol ha-makriv bachutz is chayiv kares. Aval zeh ha-maisa ulefisha. And he says, the reason I'm doing this is only temporarily. Legalos bo shikros nevi'ei abal ulehashpis mashbiyodam. It's only to show the shikros of the nevi'ei abal, how it's sheker, and to destroy everything that they're trying to do. Ukmosha also Elisha. We also have an example of Elisha. It's also Lilochim and Moab, Lachris called Eitz Osipri, with others in Isser Diaraisa called Baltashchis, which means you're not allowed to cut down fruit trees. Specifically, the Chumash talks about doing it in the context of war. And Elisha was that it gave a psak that in the battle with Moab, it would be okay to cut down the fruit trees. The Chol Eitz Tov Tapilu, Hashem. Menanu milasos came. Menanu. Hashem says it's also to do this. Pi amro, we have a pasuk, lo sashchis es eitzel lindoach alav garzen. Fi ilu shalu es Elisha im batla mitzvah azos. Fim huter lanu ba'asa l'krosi lanu sa'osos pri. Kishinatzar ala ir. If you would have asked Elisha, are we allowed to do this in the future when we're attacking a city? Hayomer eno muter, it's aser. Aval zeh ha'maisa nasa atal etzorech shah. But right now, it's only allowed temporarily. V'ani avi l'chol mashal is bar b'zeh ha'ikar b'chol ha'mitzvos. He says, you know what? Rambam says, I'll bring you a mashal, and I'm going to show you this ikar. Ilu ish navi shenizbara etzlenu nevuoso. If you have a navi, who? It's clear that he's a navi. He fulfilled all the criteria that we've talked about. Kmo shamarnu. Yomar lanu b'yom Shabbos. And he says on Shabbos, he says on a certain day of Shabbos, shenokum kulanu nashim v'anoshim, the Navir Eish when the second Bakli Milchama. He says, come, let's make a fire. Let's build ourselves weapons. Finachkor Ish is Klay Milchamta, Vinachim Anche Makom Ploni, Biyom Zeshu Yom Shabbos. And we're all gonna put on the weapons and we're gonna go war with some other city on Shabbos. Vinishal Shalom Vinichbosh Nisham, we're gonna take all their money and we're gonna take their wives as captives. Hechova Aleinu, Anachnu, Amitsuvim Bisoras Moshe. Loko miyad the al nisakev. We would have to go and do it immediately. Kasher tzivanu. The nasa kol mashativa bezrizus ubechira yisera below suffik below ikav. And we should do it. Not only should we do it, don't even do it with a tear in your eye. Do it excitedly. Do it with love. The namin bechol mashanasa biyomahu apapishu yom shabbos. Whether it's hadlaka sa'esh, whether it's asiyas malacha, whether it's the murdering, which is also a malacha. Whether it's the milchama, it's all a mitzvah. And v'nikave aleg mul tov mekadosh baruch hu. And we can go home that night knowing that we're going to get a big reward from Hashem. V'shvil sha'asinu mitzvah sa'navi. Which is a mitzvah sa'asei. V'asos tevaro. K'mo sh'namar yidei Moshe. Navi mikir b'cha me'achecha kamoni yakim l'cha Hashem l'kecha. Eilev tishmon. Moshe Rabbeinu says, after I die, there's going to be other nevi'im that are going to be established just like me. And you have to listen to them. Uba beKabbalah, we already saw this. Bakol im yomer lecha navi avor al divrei Torah, shmalo chutz me'avodah zara. Whatever he tells you to do, you do, unless it's avodah zara. Kigon im yomer lanu ivdu ayom hazeh bilvad zeh tzelem. If he would tell us, just for today, we're going to do idol worship. This tzelem, this specific, just today. Oh, hiktiru lezeh kochav b'shazdo levad. Or if he says, we're going to be maktir. We're going to do some type of a avodah zarah, incense burning to this star. Yehari ve'en l'shmo. You know, you have to kill him and don't listen to him. Yim yachshov v'nafsho ishu tzadik v'yari shemayim v'yazakin bo b'yom v'yomar. You have a very old man. He's a big tzadik and a big yari shemayim. And he comes to you and he says, hinei ani zakanti bosi b'yomim. I'm a very old man. V'lishanam kach v'kach lo avarti v'em al mitzvah nikom mitzvahs v'yolam. And he says, listen, I've spent my whole life davening, spent my whole life learning, I spent my whole life doing mitzvahs. I'm an old man now. Eich akum b'yom zeh. How could I get up on this day, which is Shabbos? I've never not kept Shabbos in my life. I'm going to be over on Isser Skila, the Elech Li Lachem. I'm going to be over on Isser Skila and break Shabbos. Vani ain be yecholas lasos tova ora. I don't have the ability to do that. Other people will do it. I don't have to do it. All these young whippersnappers, they'll do it. Ha'ishahu, he's morayed for over al divrei Hashem, and he's chayiv misa bidei shamayim because he's over al asher siva hanavi. He went against what the navi said. Umi shetziva Shabbos, such a great line. The one who was mitzava us to keep Shabbos is the same one who is mitzava us to listen to the Navi and what he goes there. And if you're over al dvaro, you're chayiv, like I said, you're chayiv misa. Tehumash omar akosov, tehaya ha'ish asher lo yishma al dvarai asher yedaber bishmi, the one who doesn't listen to my words that are said in my name by the Navi, anochi edrosh me imo. I, Hashem says, I will come after him. It reminds me a lot about some of the talk that's going on now about going to Minyanim. And you have some people who are saying, I have to go to Minyan. I've never missed a Minyan in my life. I heard about a person who said, I never missed a Minyan in my life. He's an old man. And he wants to go to Minyan right now during the coronavirus outbreak. And somebody responded to him and said, why do you want to go to Minyan? You want to go to Minyan because Hashem wants you to go to Minyan. Hashem right now wants you to fulfill the mitzvah of Nishmartim Odenav Shosechem. He doesn't want you to go to Minyan. If you're going to Minyan against the Torah, then that means it's Avodah Zarah. Because you're not really serving Hashem. You're serving yourself, you're serving something else. If it's Asur to go to Shul, it's Asur to go to Shul. I think I've said this in another context as well. I said it in the context of learning during Chazar Sashatz. If the halacha is you're not supposed to learn during Chazar Sashatz, then you shouldn't be learning during Chazar Sashatz. Why are you learning? Torah is only a value because Hashem says it's a value. So if the same Hashem who said learning is so much a value tells you, I don't want you learning during Chazar Sashatz, that means you're learning for yourself. You're not learning for Hashem. It means it's become an avodah zarah. It's not to do the ratzon Hashem if you don't listen to Hashem. Okay. Beseder. We'll just do a little bit more here. U'bichol zeh, kol mi sh'yikshar kesher kayim b'yom ha'Shabbos, zeh basoso ha'malachos ha'ila, masha lo yitztarach li'os lo ezer v'asiyas ha'mitzvah she'tziva ha'navi chayev skila. He adds up now, you're playing with fire. He says, you have to totally listen to the Navi, go out and do the battle, but you tie one extra knot that's not necessary for the battle, so you just did a nisr skila. Whoa. V'zeh ha'navi asher tzivanu ma shetziva b'yom Shabbos zeh v'asinu r'dvaro im yomer lo shetchum Shabbos alpayim ama pochus ama. This same Navi, who we have to listen to him and go out and break Shabbos to make sure not to tie any extra knots. Obviously, if you think you need the knot and then ended up you didn't need it, that's not an Isser Skila. But if anyway you're saying like, hey, you know, anywhere we're going, let's turn on the radio. So that would be a problem. But if this same Navi came and said to you that you think Tchum Shabbos is 2,000 Amos, it's actually 1,999. Or you know what? It's 2,001. The Yismok HaDabar al Derech Nevuah, and he tells you, listen, I got a Nevuah. Not al Derech Iyon Besvara. Meaning if he comes and says, listen, it doesn't say in the Torah that Tchum Shabbos is 2,000 Amos. And Chazal learned out from the following, but I think I have I can slug it up. I think I have an argument. I think I have a Kal V'chomer. I think I have a Limud. I think I have... If it's coming in learning, okay. Base Medrash, we're willing to hear other shitas or other arguments. But if he says, I had a Nevuah, and in the Nevuah I was told that 2,000 Amos is really 1,999. And this is how you have to look when it comes to anything, when it comes to a Navi and how he relates to the mitzvos. What I just explained to you is a tremendous mafteach to this whole sugya. And this is the only difference between a Navi and everyone else. Remember, if If you remember back, I don't know, 8 pages ago or whatever, whatever pagination you're using there, if you remember when we first started this whole sugya of Nevuah, why did he talk about it? So he was talking about the ability for the Chachamim to use analysis. After Moshe Rabbeinu, Yehoshua and Pinchas, they used analysis to try to figure out halacha. And he says it's the same analysis that Rav Ashi and Ravina did in the Gemara. And he said, and if you're going to tell me, oh, but there were Nevi'im, the times of Yehoshua and Pinchas and the next but they did after them, those were Nevi'im on those but they did. The Rambam said, I want to tell you, Nevuah after Moshe Rabbeinu, Nevuah has no role in mitzvos, except for the following. And then he gave us that whole introduction, how you figure out who a Navi is. And now he finally gets to his point. And his point is that the only difference between a Navi and anyone else in terms of mitzvos is the Navi has the ability in Horasha to mevatel a mitzvah. Aval, bi'iyun v'svaru b'haskel a mitzvos, but when it comes to analysis, and you have a guy who's a Navi and you're going up against him in the Beis Medrash, who kishara chachamim shem kamo? He's the same as any other chacham. She'em lahem nevuah, who don't have nevuah. He's exactly the same. Shehanavi kishiyispor svara. If the Navi, you're sitting there in the Beis Medrash with a Navi, and he comes up with a good svara, and someone else who's not a Navi comes up with a svara, and the Navi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me my svara is right. Right? It's like a low move to say that, right? What are you going to do if he says that? Lo sishma alof. You're not allowed to listen to him. Rak elef nevi'im kulam kelio elisha. If we had 1,000 nevi'im, all of them like Elio and Elisha, and they all think one svara, and then we have 1,001 chachamim think the opposite. The din is you go with the 1,001. Achrei rabim lahatos. The halacha kedivrei ha'elef chachamim v'chacham. They like the 1,001. Even though it's 1,001 chachamim up against 1,000 nevi'im, because 1,001 has the rabbin. V'chein amru chachamim, and so too we find that the chachamim say this in the Gemara Elokim. By gosh, ilu amra li Yoshua ben Nun bepume. Even if Yoshua ben Nun himself, this is what one of the Amoraim says in the Gemara. Even if Yoshua himself said it with his own lips, lo tzayesna le, I would not listen to him. And I wouldn't, you know, accept it. So too, we have another Gemara. It says, Im Yavo Elio B'Yomar Cholten B'Nal. Even if Elio and Navi would come and say, we're Cholten B'Nal, Chalitza, we do it with a Minal, Shomen Lo, because that's the halacha. But if he says a Sandal, ain't Shomen Lo, because that's against the halacha. Even if Elio and Navi says it, which is interesting, because we always say, Oteku. Elio Navi will be matarets the kushis. Yitz lomar she'en lo hosif lo ligro a mitzvah al derech nevuah b'shum panim. There's no way to change, add, take away from a mitzvah al yidei Navi. V'cheinim yeir Navi shekharish bok omer alav shadim b'mitzvah plonis kach. And even if someone says, that this is that famous Gemara lo b'shamayim, which he's about to quote, even if someone, right, Rabbi Yezer and Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Yezer and all the Chachamim are arguing about the tenor of Achanai, is it Tomei, is it not? And Rabbi Eliezer Gadol, he starts bringing all these rayas. He starts doing miracles. A baskol comes down and says that he's right. And Rabbi Yoshua stood up and said, Lo b'shamayim hi. We don't go based on baskols. So too he says, even if a Kadosh Baruch himself says, the Navi says that Hashem said, the din in this mitzvah is like this, or the svara of this guy is right and this guy's wrong, Yehareg HaNavi Yahu. He's a Navi Sheker. K'mo she'asad. And Eliezer didn't say Hashem told him. He just brought a baskol as a raya. She'ena Torah nesuna achrei hanavi arishon. Torah is no longer given through nevuah after Moshe Rabbeinu. De'en lehusif ein legroa k'moshe nemar, as we are told, lo b'shamayim hi. V'lo hirshanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'lmod min ha'nevi'im. Shem does not allow us to learn from the nevi'im. Ela min ha'chachamim anshei svaros v'deos. Rather, we go based on the chachamim, logic, the intellect, analysis. Lo amar uvasa navi asher yeh b'mayam emahem. It doesn't say in the Torah you should go after the Navi who lives in your time. Rather, what does it say? Uvasa el akonim aliviyim ve'el ashofet asher yeh b'yam emahem. You go after the people who are the Talmidei Chachamim. Ukfar hefligu ha-chachamim l'davar b'inin zeh ma'od v'hu emes. And the Chachamim talk about this topic a lot, and it's mamish emes. Okay, that was the end of his tangent about Nevuah. And now he goes back to the Masorah. So we're going to pick up from here, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow, the next section, Kasher Meis Yoshua Ben Nun. Then he told us basically Moshe to Yoshua. He went on a long digression to talk about the power of Nevuah. And now he gets back to the Masorah. So Mitzvah Hashem is a great stopping point.